Welcome to Future of Risk, presented by Zurich North America. We explore the changing risk and resilience landscape and share insights into the challenges that businesses face to help you meet tomorrow prepared. Today, we're recording live at RIM's Risk World in Chicago. I'm Justin Hicks, and I am here today with two special guests. First of all, I'm going to get their names and titles right. I know their names, but the titles, right? Head of U.S. National Accounts for Zurich North America, Mr. Paul Lavelle, and the Deputy Chief Underwriting Officer for Zurich North America, Mr. Tobias Cushing. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Now, I want to start off our conversation today. We're talking about artificial intelligence and the many ways that that's impacting our industry here and with Zurich. So, Paul, I'm going to start with you, kind of discussing the role of AI is having with our risk managers. How are you talking about that here at RIMS, and what are some of the key focus areas?
Well, first of all, Justin, thank you very much for taking the time to get into what is a really core issue for all of RIMS, but actually the future of our business. AI is a new tool, and like other tools, it's going to continue to develop. It is not to replace human beings. It is to help enhance the method that we work in. When I'm talking to clients about AI, I'm curious about what are you using it for, how are you using it, and what are you doing? Then I revert internally, and how are we using it? I'll give you, for instance, in our D&O book, we're using AI to do the data research, the collection of important information, to collate volumes and volumes of information to help the underwriter get to the data they need as quickly as they can, as accurately as they can, which is a real challenge for AI.
Sure.
So that they can produce a product for our client that is exactly what they need and fits the solutions that we're looking for.
And how would you say then that the tools that we use at Zurich are empowering our underwriters and claims professionals there?
Well, on the claims side, we're using it. If you just take a typical claims file, that's often medical records. We're using that to collate through volumes and volumes of information to get to the core information so that the adjuster who's been trained to handle and adjust that claim can get to the quick of what we really need out of there. In addition to that, we use keyword searches for things that might highlight a claim that has, let's say, a higher value or more complexity to it to make sure it's in the right hands within the claims department. In the underwriting world, I mentioned the D&O area. We're also using it across the organization where we can get data pulled through so that the underwriter is actually underwriting and not data collecting.
And speed. I think that's kind of the major takeaway that I'm getting out of this. Tobias, what would you care to add on to that?
Yeah. So on the underwriting side of things, I think it's really important to realize that first what you focus on is the underwriting vision, right? How do we want to individually underwrite files? How do we want to look at our portfolio and try to manage that portfolio at the company level? And what it really starts with is sitting down with the professionals in our operations group, which really involves our data and analytics and our IT professionals, and sharing with them what our problems are, what our goals are, and then saying to them, because they're truly the experts on how to use these tools, and then working with them to solve that problem. So for instance, auto schedules have gotten bigger. We're collecting more data about automobiles. So we're working with both our DNA and our IT teams to use AI to replace some of the main mundane work of ingesting and organizing very large auto schedules, but then also to help capture that information and fill in some of the gaps that we have and make small pulls of third-party data like VIN verify information, things that would take an individual a long time. But again, a human is always in the loop. None of our underwriting decisions are being made by AI, but really, like Paul was saying, we're trying to use the AI to replace some of the mundane work and then enhance some of the analytics.
I don't know anybody that wouldn't sign up for getting rid of some of the mundane work. I think that's really critical, and it's going to help us and help our customers that we interact with. Just again, getting through the process faster and quicker and more efficient. So I think that that's going to be big for us. Now, Tobias, I wanted to ask you then, how is helping, well, Zurich is actually transitioning, I think, with that from a more of a reactive to a proactive risk strategy. So what would you say to speak to that?
Absolutely. So when we talk about helping prepare our clients for facing the risks that they have and helping them predict what is going to cause them, especially catastrophic loss of life or injury, or also very large financial or property problems, that's where you start. It always starts with where are the claims happening and what is happening leading up to those claims from a behavior or an environmental perspective. And that really takes working with our claims professionals and some of our risk engineers to figure out really what's causing large losses. Where we want to go and where we're starting to work with additional sources of information like fixed point cameras on construction sites, telematics that's being used by our clients, and then taking that information and pulling it in and looking for predictors of behavior that lead to some of the common fact patterns. So that way we can that cause catastrophic loss. And that way we can help work with policyholders so they can, within their business, work to change those behaviors. Because it's our role to spot the issues and provide the insight. And then our clients are the ones that change the behaviors and operations with their teammates to try to avoid those risks. It also tells us how, when we do have a really bad incident, many times that that data collection is already happening by our policyholders.
Right,
and we need to catch up with the information and tools that they're using in order to analyze and cross-reference that information with our claims.
I think, Toby, you hit on something towards the end there that I think is absolutely critical. It's helping avoid the loss. It's all of that that we collect. And then the point that you raised, when somebody does have a catastrophic loss, how can we help other clients avoid that? Is there some tool, is there something that we can add to the formula to help them get ahead of what might be a potential problem?
And so keeping with that then, Paul, what would you say are some of the other considerations that we need to be mindful of when we implement something like artificial intelligence? Because again, this is still fairly new to not just Zurich, but the entire insurance industry. So what are some of those considerations that you care to talk about?
Well, again, Toby had mentioned this. The decisions are being made by a human being,
right?
And we will not replace the ability of a person to make a decision. We can get better data points. We can use the DNA data and analytics that to help us make those better decisions. But we're not losing sight of it's a people business. We're at an arena here that's holding thousands of insurance folks who are in the business of helping people avoid risk, and if not avoid risk, take care of risk. This is a people business. I mean, it's overstated. It's simplified.
It's cliche, right? It's kind of cliche, but it's not untrue, right?
That is absolutely correct. And as much as we are making innovations through technology that are changing our business, I don't foresee the day on the commercial level that it is automatic.
Well, it's clear that AI is not just some random buzzword that we're throwing around. It actually is a transformative tool that we are implementing right now, and it's having real-time results and impacts for our customers and all those that interact with us at Zurich. So I appreciate the transparency that the two of you have shared today regarding artificial intelligence, and that Zurich is still committed to involving in just people in general, our end users. And also one other thing, just kind of the governance piece, I think is critical too, just making sure that we implement artificial intelligence with the right level of governance and care that it requires. So, absolutely. I appreciate both of you taking time today to stop by and joining us here at RIMS at the podcast. And thank you all for listening and watching. If any of you happen to listen to the podcast or see the podcast, please take a moment to stop and give us a review or a comment. And you can also send us a note at media@zurichna.com. This has been Future of Risk, presented by Zurich North America.